Venerable Ajahn Somchai gives his blessings to all the laity who have joined here, who are online, who are interested in the practice. And so, Venerable Ajahn Anand has very kindly allowed this practice online to have this 8-day-long retreat. And we can consider that this is our merit, that we are able to practice the teachings of the Buddha. And so this Dharma, which we listen, which we have heard today from Venerable Ajahn Anand, this Dharma is something which is very important. So this listening to the Dhamma, or even practicing the Dhamma, is something which is important for our lives. And when we listen to the Dhamma with a peaceful mind, when we listen to a Dhamma talk, even if we don't understand into the content of the Dharma talk, we can still have established a sense of knowingness over the present moment, and know along with listening, as we listen to the Dhamma talk. And so if we listen to a Dhamma talk with a peaceful mind, then sati, mindful awareness, and panya, wisdom, can arise. And so to listen to the Dharma at the appropriate occasion is an auspicious event of life. Because when we listen to the Dhamma, then we hear things that we may not have heard before. Things that we've heard before, we can understand even better. And so this is of the most importance. When we listen to the Dhamma, the mind can become clear, bright, and clean, serene. Peacefulness can arise. And when peacefulness arises in the mind, then the mind becomes firmly established in the present. And so the mind which is rooted in the present moment, not thinking into the future, this is something important. And so, Venerable Ajahn Chah, a quote from Venerable Ajahn Chah about this Pachubana Dhamma, which is the present moment, about whenever we contact anything via the five senses, so the eyes see sights, the ears hear sounds, the nose smells odors, the body contacts feelings via the body and the mind contacts. Mental phenomena. It's important that we are aware of these five senses as they contact the five sense objects in the present. And this is never something which is incorrect. It's always correct practice. Therefore, when we listen to the Dhamma, or we receive Dhamma, we need to have mindful awareness, sampajanya, clear knowing, and also to have sense restraint, or we can say composure. Having a mind which is not falling into liking and disliking. We need to have these qualities in our mind. Therefore, listening to the Dhamma is of the highest importance. And so those of us that have joined into practice online, on this occasion, we must set our heart and mind on having awareness in this present moment and not go thinking about what kind of success we're going to have in our practice, because this is thinking outside of ourselves, thinking only of the future. And so we need to have mindfulness and awareness, knowingness, in the present moment, whether we are sitting, standing, walking, or lying down in any of the four postures, we must have mindfulness. And then when we do this, peace will arise. And when we have mindfulness, sampajanya will arise when we practice in this way. So we need to have awareness as the foundation of the practice of the foundation of sila, moral conduct, samadhi, peace of the mind, and panya, wisdom. And so we make our mind peaceful using various methods. And so if we talk in the way of the Dhamma, then the technique which is used to make the mind peaceful is called samatha kamatana. And then there is the vipassana kamatana for insight. So samatha kamatana, tranquility meditation, is in order to make the mind peaceful. Like, for example, we have knowingness over the breath, or we have knowingness of the recitation of Buddha, or else we recollect death, maranusati, for example. And these are all means to make the mind still. And this becomes the mind becomes firmly established, or we could say have samadhi arise, So when the mind has tranquility, then we contemplate this body of ours as anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, suffering, and not self. Or if a sense impression arises within our minds, then we have mindfulness over it, that it arises, persists, and ceases. It's not something what's certain. Lungpu Cha, Venerable Ajahn Chah, once said that when feeling of being pleased or displeased arises, happiness or suffering arises, then we need to contemplate it right there, that it's impermanent and it's not certain. And this is a way to make the mind peaceful and still, because all of the various sense impressions and emotions which arise are not sure. Happiness arises and then it passes away. Sadness arises and then passes away. But if we are attached to these things, these emotions, sense impressions, then suffering arises. These things are not self. And when we know this, then we are firmly rooted in heedfulness. And so we practice the Dharma like this, like all of us here that have come to practice online. We don't go thinking back into the past or out into the future, but instead remain firmly rooted in the present moment. Have mindfulness and clear comprehension, sati and sampajanya, and then wisdom will arise. And so we can give a comparison that if we were to go out to sea, then there could be a storm, there could be various dangers that arise by being in the sea. And so we can't be heedless. We need to have mindfulness and clear awareness, sati and sampajanya. Or else if we were walking through a garden, if we would get lost looking here and there at the trees, enjoying all the sights and sounds and smells, then we'd never be able to find our way out of that garden. And if it's like this, then this is what's called being heedless in life. Therefore, we really set our hearts on this practice while we still have life left. We're still alive, so therefore we practice the Dhamma. And then when we practice the Dhamma, then we will know the Dhamma which Lungpu Cha taught himself. Because he said that the understanding arises from the practice. And so now we're practicing online, but when we go home, then we continue doing the practice, chanting and meditation. And then this becomes the foundation for the mind to become happy and peaceful. When we are aware. And don't be concerned about the fruits which arise from the practice. Just keep on doing the practice, and the fruits will arise by themselves. This is an important point. So we set our hearts on this practice until we understand into the Dhamma. And we see how whatever arises, it ceases. And we have understanding into this. So may you all have development in your awareness, knowing into the Dhamma, as well as all other things. May you have prosperity in your lives, and may you have sila, samadhi, and panya arise. And may you progress in your Dharma practice.